You guys been blessed yet?
Amen.
We're honored to get to hang out with you guys at Thanksgiving. It's too bad it's not more often. Amen? Maybe not. I don't know. Am I not that cool? Like, what's I'm not feeling the love. No, it's we got some great pie in the back, so don't leave. But before we have pie, we've asked Pastor Marvin Wright to come on up and share the word with us tonight. So let's welcome him.
My mic on. You hear me? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. When I say God is good, I want you to say all the time. And when I say all the time, I want you to say God is good. So, God is good. And all the time. Do you mean that?
Yes.
Well, let's give God a hand clap then. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Truly, it is good to be in the house of God right now and to come before you, the saints of God, and share a word, the word that God has given to me to give to you. I'm not going to be before you long, but just long enough. I'd like to thank, first of all, thank Pastor Rich for the invitation, and I'd like to thank all of you all for coming out and to share with us in this Pie Fest, I believe it's called. I know you just didn't come to eat pie.
Right.
You come to praise God, right?
Yeah.
Amen. But then the added treat is to eat pie afterwards. Amen? Amen. So those of you who have your Bibles, I'm going to get started. We're going to come out of the book of Psalms, chapter 107, first two verses. Psalms 107. First two verses, you may stand if you wish for the reading of God's word. Psalms 107, verse 1 and verse 2. And it reads as follows. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank God for his blessed word and the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. For a subject title, I would use thanking of God. I didn't say thinking of God. I said thanking of God. Add a little twist to it. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious and holy Father, we thank you once again for this day and for allowing us to come together one more time to give you praise, honor, and glory, because you deserve all of the honor and glory. Lord God, we just pray that right now you'll speak to me and speak through me and open the ears and the hearts of your people to receive thus saith the Lord and to apply it to our lives, that when we leave this place, we will go out and tell somebody that Jesus Christ, he lives, and he lives in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanking of God. We all need to take a few moments out of our busy schedule. Every day. Every day. And thank God for the little things in life. Things like the smiles on our children's faces when they sit down and eat a hot meal at the dinner table. And things like how their eyes light up around Christmas time. And how they get so much out of just a little bit of time that you spend with them. Those things like that, children just get a joy from that. Last week, my granddaughter attended a high school dance. And she was there with her friends and her fellow classmates. And I saw how excited they were because they all got to dress up in suits and tuxedos and new dresses and gowns. You know how we get, like, on the first day of school, we get new clothes, and we can't wait to go out to school and let all our friends see our new clothes. So they were excited about that dance just to go and show off their new clothes to everybody else. Now, these are memories that are etched in our minds forever. And yes, You know, we have those good memories. And we also have some bad memories. But I think I can speak for everyone in here that our good times outweigh our bad times. Amen? We have more things to be thankful for than the things that we consider to be bad times. So we need to thank God for those times. And through that dance, when I went up to see my granddaughter, and you know, I just reflected back to when I was in high school, just a couple of years ago. couple of 40 years ago. Amen. But, you know, I just get a certain amount of joy. A smile came to my face just reflecting back to those times. And those were good times in my life. And I know they were excited about the time that they're living right now. But those little things, not to mention all the other blessings that God blesses us with each and every day, like our families and our homes, our jobs. The fact that we have the freedom to come out to the house of the Lord and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We shouldn't take this for granted, because some people, they have church services in their basements in other parts of the world. They're not allowed to have the freedom to come out and lift up holy hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify your holy name. They don't have the freedoms like we do. That's something to be thankful for. We should thank God for that. Be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth for the things that He's done in our lives. And we owe it all to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us, who's reconciled us back to the Father, that we now have a right relationship with the Father. We are in a covenant agreement with God. It's like a lot of us in here pay electric bills. And we have a covenant agreement with the electric company. They made an agreement with us that as long as we pay the electric bill, they won't cut our lights out. So that's an agreement that we made with them. The same with the gas company and the same with the water company. We have to keep our part in order for them to keep their part. So this agreement that we made with God, when we said yes to Jesus, we were saying, yes, Lord, I'm going to serve you for the rest of my days. Yes, Lord, I'm going to be obedient to your word, to your will, and to your way. Yes, Lord, where you lead me, I will follow. Yes, Lord, I will put all my faith in you and trust you for the rest of my life. Yes, Lord, I promise to love you for eternity. We're saying yes to God. For all of these things, we're making a promise to Him. When we said, the Lord, I'm accepting my life as my Lord and Savior, we say, yes, I will do all these things. And God said, as long as we continue to do the things that we have promised, that He will bless us. David said in Psalms 84 and 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walketh uprightly. This is a promise that God made to His people. So as long as you keep your promises to God, He will keep His promises to you. Thanking of God. Is there anyone out there who is thankful? Just raise your hand. Just lift up your hand to the Lord and just say, Lord, I'm thankful. He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. When we take our focus off of the negative things in our life and focus more on the positive things in our life, then we realize how blessed we really are. We are a blessed people. And we have so much to be thankful for. So as we celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday, we need to thank God for what we have. Because thanking God Thanksgiving Day is all about reflecting of how good God has been in our lives. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. If you're not sure what to thank God for, just thank him for his grace and for his mercy. For his grace is sufficient, and his mercy endureth forever. God's grace is giving us something that we did not earn, unmerited favor. So we should be thankful for the free gift of grace. Ephesians 2 and 8 reads, For by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. So it is because of God's grace that we are saved. Salvation would not have been possible had it not been for the grace of God. The grace that he has given us. His mercy, while grace gives us what we don't deserve, an eternal life, mercy withholds what we do deserve, an eternal damnation. For we have the hope in eternal life. Because of his mercies, we are not consumed, and his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We serve a faithful God. In Psalms 20, the 23rd Psalm, it says, surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His mercies are new every morning. Surely means that you can count on it. You can take it to the bank. And we have new mercies every morning. And mercy goes much deeper than that. It is the loving kindness of God. It is the compassion that he shows for his people. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, yet he was full of love and mercy and compassion. And he stretched out his hands and made us alive. Though unworthy, he made us his children. Though sinners, he made us righteous through his Son. Though we were separated apart from him, he reconciled us back to himself. And although in darkness, we lived in darkness, he transformed us into the kingdom of light, for we are the children of light. And if that's not enough to be thankful for, I'll give you some more reasons. He woke you up this morning. He put food on your table. He put clothes on your back. He put a roof over your head. He continues to bless you each and every day of your life. Things that we just take for granted. We didn't have to get up this morning. Some people didn't get up this morning. But thank God he allowed us to see another day and another time that we have to get this thing right, to get our lives in order with the Word of God. So thank him for the opportunity to be able to go to him in prayer. Thank him because he hears and he answers our prayers. Thank him for the joy that he gives us. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And thank him for peace that passes all understanding. Thank him for his faithfulness. For great is thy faithfulness. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Thank him for deliverance. For he delivered us out of the hands of the enemy. And most of all, thank him for Jesus, the one who died for us, the one who set us free, the one who suffered and bled and died, so we may have the right to the tree of life. Jesus, for he gave us, God gave us the best that heaven had to offer in his Son Jesus, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. The true word, the living word, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He tells us in the book of Revelations 22 and 12, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. This is referring to Jesus coming back suddenly, coming back for his church like a thief in the night. And wherever you are at that time, when Jesus comes back, spiritually or carnally, is what we will be at that time. Your reward will either be a negative or a positive. For only our faith in Christ will be accepted. He said that I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the first and the last. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. For he has redeemed you from the hands of the enemy. So all give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes, he is good. And we have so much more to be thankful for. So when you sit down and eat at Thanksgiving Day, to eat your meal with your family and your friends, thank God that you have one another. And remember the positive things in life. That all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. And may the grace of God, our Lord and Savior, be with you all. Amen. This time.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's give Pastor Wright a hand. Thank you for bringing the word. Do you have another song? Okay, one song and then we'll finish up. But you know what? The word says we are to give thanks for all things. Amen? But you know what? I want to especially thank God for the things that he gives me that this world can't take away from me. My salvation. Amen? All right. Well, we're going to finish up. What we're going to do is I want to give you guys a little instruction. Pastor Ron, the band's going to come up and sing another song, close us up. What we're going to do is we're going to fellowship in the back. What I'd like you to do is, kids, when you go back, you take a seat, all right? You just find a seat at one of the tables. You got me, guys? And we're going to have the adults get their pie first, okay? And then after that, there's plenty of it, and then you guys go up and get it after that, all right? Does that sound good to you? And I'm going to pray before we go so we can pray and just go right back and eat. So did you all have fun tonight?
Yeah.
Man, I love this. I really do. I thank you so much for coming out and just fellowshipping with us. And so let's pray, and then we'll sing a song and we'll go back. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can come together as brothers and sisters in Christ and to worship you and fellowship with you and Father, so that we can further your kingdom for your honor and for your glory, Lord. And we just ask that you bless this food to our bodies that we are about to partake in. And God, just we just ask that you would just keep our conversation and everything that's said and done this evening, Lord, to glorify you and to honor your son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand up and stretch your legs. Come on, don't be shy. We're going to close with a song called 10,000 Reasons. If you don't know it, it's really simple. The chorus goes like this.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing the song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Yes, the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name.
strength is failing. The end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever.
Adults, you're dismissed.